This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian authorities say weekend shelling by Russian forces killed at least 7 civilians, while Russia continues to concentrate on seizing Ukraine's industrial east Kharkiv province and the northeastern Zaporizhia province in the southeast, came out of rocket artillery and fire on Sunday. Kharkiv's governor says Russian forces used multiple rocket launchers to target residential areas later Sunday. Pope Francis calls for peace in his Easter message to tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square. Recovering from a bout with bronchitis, Pope Francis presided over Easter services at the Vatican. He's calling for peace around the world, including Ukraine and Syria.
Affrettiamoci a superare i confini e le divisioni e aprire i nostri cuori a chi ha più bisogno. Affrettiamoci a percorrere.
Lebanon is still a proxy battleground 50 years after an Israel raid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It was a cold night 50 years ago when an Israeli commando team, led by a man disguised as a woman, infiltrated an upscale Beirut neighborhood and shot and killed three top officials from the Palestinian Liberation Organization in their apartments. The anniversary is little noted, but the April 10, 1973 operation has a relevance that continues today. The raid was one of the first times that Lebanon became the arena where Israel and its opponents would settle their accounts. It remains so 50 years later, as highlighted by an exchange of rocket fire and airstrikes across the border between Israel and Palestinian militant groups in Lebanon last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. The number of people dead from Sunday's avalanche in the French Alps rose to 6, including 2 mountain guides, local authorities said Monday. The prosecutor's office said the body of a 6th person had been found after searchers resumed on Monday morning. No details have been provided on the identity of the victims. The avalanche on Sunday rolled down the Armachette Glacier, some 30 kilometers southwest of Chamonix. This week, we're expected to see how former U.S. President Donald Trump will approach his defense after being indicted in a hush money case and brought before a court to hear the charges against him. But as VOA's Veronica Valderas Iglesias reports, some, like former Attorney General Bill Barr, while making rounds on shows like ABC's This Week, don't feel the hush money case is Trump's biggest issue.
He did speak about Trump's overall mood.
Anybody that gets targeted by federal investigators, by New York prosecutors, you know, they certainly turn inward a little bit and think this is really bad news, this is terrible for me. But he very quickly pivots to the big picture, the historic picture, and I tend to agree. This is a bad moment for this country.
Trump faces 34 felony charges of falsifying New York business records to conceal that he allegedly ordered hush money payments to a porn actor who had damaging information about him right before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty.
The Biden cabinet's top health official is speaking out in defense of abortion medication access. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In an interview on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says mifepristone, one of the main drugs used in abortion pills, has proven itself safe and calls a ruling by a federal judge in Texas that threatens the drug's availability reckless and, quote, not America, unquote. Becerra says the Friday ruling has been put on hold so federal officials could file an appeal. He says the case could threaten the FDA approval process for any drug, and he isn't ruling out defying the judge's order if necessary. Another federal judge's ruling around the same time, this time in Washington State, directs U.S. authorities not to make any changes that would restrict access to the drug in at least 17 states where lawsuits are underway. The secretary says there's a good chance the case will ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court. Jennifer King, Washington.
More than 800 couples walked down the aisle on Easter Sunday in one of the biggest mass wedding ceremonies in South Africa since the COVID-19 pandemic. That is the sound of women cheering after their nuptials. The mass nuptials take place 3 times a year, at Easter in December and also during the celebrations in September of the church's foundings. Diane Roberts, VOA News.